2CH.
Home cooking, home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning, on this very wet morning in Sydney.
I was pretty wet yesterday for Remembrance Day. Now, you remember you told me during the week that the Flanders poppies are now available in pots.
Yeah, at various nurseries. I know Bunnings had them last week, which I think is fabulous because I know they grow wild all through Italy and France. Whenever I've seen them, I just love them. And they've been difficult to get here in Australia, so they are available now. And actually, I did plant some in my garden at the weekend.
Well, I wanted to mention, because yesterday was Remembrance Day, if you bought a flower, one of those artificial flowers, you put it on your lapel. And I noticed on Q&A last night, all the panellists, every one of them, had a poppy on the label, except Tony Jones, the MC.
Oh, and I wonder why. Did he forget?
I don't think so. Somebody would have said to him, what about
your poppy?
Shame on you, Tony Jones. Are you a pacifist? Are you taking it to an extra level? I thought that was terrible. Okay, now let's talk about something funny.
Well, also during the week, I came across this fantastic YouTube video. I think you've seen it. It's Hitler instructing his mates. That particular video has been used many times, and people do put their own words over the top. And in this instance, he's trying to find his way around the Melbourne streets, around all the queues lined up to get into restaurants, and he's getting more and more and more frustrated. It relates to Chin Chin, which is in Flinders Lane, and he doesn't seem to realise that it's a Thai-influenced restaurant. He seems to think that they serve Italian food there, and then he gets really, really angry, saying, he's getting so confused and everyone's out buying street food from taco trucks, and if it's not tacos, it's gourmet hamburgers, gourmet effing burgers. And then, he says that they say it's Wagyu and they put it up by 350% in price. Anyway, it's most amusing video.
Very clever, isn't
YouTube,
it?
YouTube, very clever. And if people want to find it, it's actually, you can find it on YouTube, the Melbourne food scene. It's all about meme, M-E-M-E. Well worth looking at.
Okay.
Well, now, look, talking about gourmet effing burgers and all those celebrity chefs making gourmet burgers, I did go to Chur Burger yesterday morning to a fantastic breakfast, which was put on by Australian Pork, and we had a real hamburger made with real Australian ham, not the minced burger. Absolutely delicious, served with their fabulous slaw. And look, the point I want to make is that in Australia, only 35% of our ham is in supermarkets is actually Australian. Would you believe that 2.7 million kilos, or $10 million worth of pork, is imported each week into Australia?
That is terrible.
It is absolutely terrible. And, of course, those countries all have different ways of preparing food and they have different health food standards. And also, actually their pork doesn't taste as good as ours. And 75% of small goods created and consumed in this country is made from imported pork. So what I want to say is look for the Australian pork sticker. It's a little pink square, and you'll find it in some of the supermarkets. I know that IGA is carrying it, and you will notice a difference in the taste. Australian pork is really delicious, and we do need to support the industry.
Just again, how many do you say we import every week?
2.7 million kilos, or $10 million worth, is imported each week.
Goodness me.
It is shocking, isn't it?
Absolutely. Okay, now, do you have a special recipe for us?
I have a very interesting recipe. It's made with hummus, and it's actually a chocolate truffle. Have you ever heard of a chocolate truffle made with hummus? Very delicious.
No.
I had a lovely picnic hamper arrive at my front door during the week, and it was inside it was a whole range of new hummuses, which are being put out by this company called Obela, O-B-E-L-A. They include savoury garlic, roasted capsicum, basil pesto and Tuscan garden. And this recipe is actually made with their classic hummus. So you need some chocolate, which you combine with the hummus. And you roll it into balls, put it in the fridge, take it out, and then you roll it in melted chocolate and then garnish it with peanut brittle. There's a bit of peanut brittle and chopped up toffee in the actual hummus mixture as well. They're very delicious, and I think that they're a really good idea for edible Christmas gifts. You know, this silly season is coming up. And, of course, hummus is an ideal entertaining thing for the silly season and to take with you on picnic. So look for this new brand. It's called O-B-E-L-A, Obela.
And on your website, the recipe
is? Find the recipe for the chocolate hummus truffles at sheridanrogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.